Well, we've got some good news on that front. I'm not saying comprehensive good news, but good news by signals that were sent by the legislature just this last session. A good example is the change in the road funding formula that is driven by the total population of the city of Indianapolis and not according to the number of people who live in fire service districts, which was the antiquated way of delving out that money, which allowed the state of Indiana to provide the city of Indianapolis with $8 to $10 million more. Now, as I said earlier, it'd take $1 billion to fix everything. So $8 to $10 million may not sound like a lot, but it's $8 to $10 million that we currently don't have. And I think that that is a that's a signal that even the Indiana General Assembly, which has historically been overwhelmed by this tripwire of the rural versus urban divide, I think that there's been a warming of those relationships. And I think this $8 to $10 million additional funding is indicative of that. I think the fact that, and this goes to your question maybe even as profoundly, if not more so, this morning we announced the acquisition of land for a housing hub to be built. Now, that is only possible because in the waning days of the budget cycle, the state of Indiana put $20 million in for a housing hub, or in another way of saying it, a low-barrier shelter to take care of our neighbors in and around the downtown area, but to involve all of Marion County, who find themselves either chronically or temporarily unsheltered. And when you add to that the $12 million that the City County Council has already appropriated, then you're well on your way to having a continuum of care from the early stages of being unsheltered on an emergency and immediate basis, and not just sheltering them for that evening, but actually beginning a process of continuum of care for those who need to figure out how to get a driver's license, need to figure out how to pay for childcare, need to figure out where to find a job, how to get your records expunged. Anything that is keeping people in unsheltered conditions, that $20 million from the Indiana General Assembly will go a long way toward the first of its kind in Indiana, and that is the city and the state cooperating on a low-barrier shelter housing hub that I think will move us into our housing-first permanent supportive housing strategy that we've been following for the last 4 or 5 years.